from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the controversial annual bear hunt starts in North Jersey today. DEP officials say the bear population has risen significantly over recent years. Bear reports and incidents are up as well. State officials say the purpose of the hunt is to reduce the population and therefore decrease the number of bear-human encounters. Animal rights activists argue there are other non-lethal methods to achieve that goal. The hunt takes place this week in parts of or all of 8 counties in northern New Jersey, and then there's another hunt in December. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is introducing legislation to make child care more affordable for families. Advocates for Children of New Jersey's Diane Delano says families across the country struggle to afford access to high-quality child care.
Child care costs in New Jersey often exceed the federal affordability benchmark of 7% of a family's income, with average annual costs for full-time care for infants now at about $19,500 per child.
The congressman wants to expand tax credits to help open new child care centers in an effort to lower the price of enrollment. Child care facilities say they're also struggling, especially when it comes to overhead operating costs and hiring quality staff while it experiences a staffing crisis. The Ocean County Vocational Technical School in Toms River offers a 2-year pre-nursing program for high school juniors and seniors to prepare them for a nursing career, says instructor Tony Ann Ravelli. The year one of the program is spent doing both classroom and skills laboratory tasks.
We cover content such as medical terminology, anatomy and physiology, legal and ethical issues in healthcare. And students will go into our brand new state-of-the-art patient care lab and do some of the patient care skills.
Year two is the Certified Nursing Assistant curriculum. Upon completion, students are eligible to receive 5 college credits. More information about the program is at nj1015.com. Fisher-Price is recalling all 2.1 million of its Snugga swings due to suffocation risk. The company and the Consumer Product Safety Commission have issued a joint statement saying 5 babies from 1 month old and 3 months old died while sleeping in the swings between 2012 and 2022. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we getting sunshine all week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
The wind has really picked up across the region this afternoon. We're going to see some gusts out there through the remainder of the afternoon, 30 to 40 miles per hour. We'll have some sunshine, but that wind ushering in some cooler air, and temperatures will fall back into the 50s. And mostly clear and colder tonight, less wind. Lows will be in the lower and mid-40s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, brisk and chilly. Highs only in the upper 50s. Mostly clear, brisk and chilly for tomorrow night. Lows mostly in the low 40s. Some spots will dip back into the 30s. And partly sunny, brisk and chilly for Wednesday. Highs only in the mid-50s. And it looks like the cool air stays locked in right through Thursday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist John Fear.
Right now in Piscataway, it is 67 degrees, Point Pleasant 66, Camden 66. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.